From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Joe Palca. Chinese government figures show the SARS outbreak is receding. The government was stung by criticism of the way it initially covered up the disease, so the Chinese have worked hard to repair their image, both at home and abroad. In this market age, when seeing a doctor in China can be very expensive, the government is offering free medical treatment to people with SARS. But now, some Chinese AIDS patients are complaining. They say they are victims of a similar medical cover-up, but have received none of the benefits offered SARS patients. NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
Wang Haiming is a 32-year-old bus driver in Beijing. In early May, he began to cough. Then he got a fever. And as the publicity about SARS was gathering speed in China, he suspected he'd contracted the disease. He went along to one of the designated SARS hospitals, which confirmed his suspicions and admitted him to its special SARS ward. There, he says, he was treated like royalty.
From the time I went into the hospital, all the doctors and nurses were fantastic. They were very sympathetic and very diligent in helping to cure me. I feel they are really like angels in white coats.
Wang spent more than a month in the hospital. Then, when he was cured of the disease and came to check out last week, he didn't have to pay a dime, even though market reforms mean that almost everyone should pay, and pay a lot now, for their medical care.
I'm extremely happy at this policy. I bet in America, there would never be a government policy to pay for everything. If the government hadn't paid my bill, that would have cost me about 6 months' wages.
Compare the treatment Wang received with the situation being faced by Rong Tiekui, a soft-spoken 36-year-old peasant from southern Henan province. In the mid-1990s, Rong and thousands like him went to a government-sponsored program in his village to sell blood. The plasma from the blood was extracted for sale to pharmaceutical companies, and the local government was using the scheme to earn money for itself. But the local officials didn't know much about basic medical hygiene. They took the blood from the peasants, mixed it all together to extract the plasma, and then injected it back into the donors. Chinese people, for cultural reasons, do not like losing amounts of blood from their body. Not surprisingly, this quickly led to the transmission of viruses, especially HIV. But local government officials covered up the scandal, just as local officials this year covered up SARS. Rong Tiekui says while the SARS patients were welcomed into hospitals, those with AIDS are basically being told to go away and die.
Of course we are angry. We are sick. And it wasn't our fault that we got AIDS. The government should take responsibility. AIDS sufferers are people too, you know. How come SARS patients can get free treatment and AIDS patients can't?
The vast majority of people with HIV and AIDS in China do not get drug treatments that can extend their lives. Only those with the ability to pay the full cost of these expensive drugs are able to get them. The United Nations last year issued a report on China's AIDS situation, saying China is on the brink of an explosive AIDS epidemic. The UN estimated there are currently between 800,000 and 1.5 million people with HIV or full-blown AIDS, many more than the Chinese government admits to, and certainly more than the 5,000 or so people known to have contracted SARS. Many of those people have contracted AIDS through sharing needles and through sexual transmission, as well as through the blood-selling programs. The UN report concluded that unless something drastic is done in China to prevent the spread of HIV, 10 million people could be infected by the year 2010. Rong Tiekui was in Beijing last week in a vain attempt to find some medicine to help his weakening condition. He says it's much easier for the government to get away with covering up AIDS in China than it was with SARS.
The government isn't helping AIDS patients firstly because it wants to save face. It doesn't want the outside world to know China has so many AIDS sufferers. And the officials are not so concerned about us because AIDS is more difficult to catch than SARS. And Chinese people are not transmitting AIDS to foreigners like they did with SARS.
Rong says the government's admission of a cover-up over SARS is a positive development. He says if the AIDS epidemic had come along now, after SARS rather than before it, the Communist Party leadership might well have taken a more open approach. So there is some hope for China in the future, he says, though he adds there's definitely no hope for him. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.